Alright, it's another beautiful morning and I'm on my way to the MediaSign office. It's been a week since my accident. My shoulder has pretty much healed 100%, which is amazing and I'm so grateful. Wednesdays are usually my call days and meeting days, so all the regular calls and all the recurring meetings I usually have on Wednesdays. Typically in the afternoon, so at like 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. I have one meeting after another. Typically they're between 20 and 45 minutes long. What's special today in the morning is that the Swiss national TV is coming by. They're working on a segment about minimalism and living with fewer things and how to function with just 64 items. And so they're gonna come by and shoot a few last scenes. Wanna see all the 64 things. In the evening, I'm gonna head to Zurich for a Nextblock meeting. Nextblock is a crypto community that I founded a year ago. Looking forward to meeting everyone here in Zurich. It's our first Zurich meetup. We've done other meetups in London and New York and Berlin before. But Zurich, this is the first iteration and there's quite a big group, about 20 people. And so I'm looking forward to get together and exchange ideas with them. We worked on the last scenes with the Swiss TV crew this morning. We're still working with some of my stuff and I had a couple calls already. Now I have a quick break. After the break, I have another 4 or 5 calls for another, I think, 6-7 hours. It's an intense day, but I like to group meetings together so that I know today I'm not gonna be able to respond much and I'll be mostly reacting to phone calls and talking to people. But at least then it's done and the rest of the week is more flexible to plan for more long-term work. So we finished shooting in Rapperswil and now I'm headed to Zurich, A, to get my laptop back, and B, to meet the Nextblock community. So I got my laptop back and just got a bunch of work done from the Apple store. About 45 minutes to kill. And now I'm walking over to the Nextblock meeting. A project that kind of very organically developed over the past few, over the past year, probably like 14 months. And it started when I was looking for someone who would read news in the blockchain and crypto space and summarize them for me. So what I had realized about a year ago is that as I became more involved with Dfinity and more interested in the blockchain space, while I still have my other businesses to run, I realized that I would never have enough time to follow all the news that are coming out in this space in a rapid pace. So I started looking for someone online through that process that I described in episode 6. I started looking for someone who would help me stay up to date without having to spend several hours each day reading blockchain news. And I found Connor. Connor is a very smart guy. He just turned 22 today and he lives in London. He used to be an FX currency trader, but then a couple of years ago decided to leave his day job and spend all his time investing and trading cryptocurrencies. Connor responded to my ad and that's how we started working on Nextblock. So he started working on daily summaries. At the beginning, we would send them out via WhatsApp, email, and Slack, where he summarized basically the last 24 hours of news in a very, very short and compact message. That message typically takes me between 30 and 90 seconds to read, and it gives me the gist of what happened that day. We always try to find ways of investing only 20% of the time and getting 80% of the return. Initially, I thought he would just do that for me and I would get the news and that was it. But then I started talking to friends and telling them about this news service and suddenly a lot of people showed interest. And so we decided to create a WhatsApp group where he would post this and pretty quickly grew to, I would say, probably like 30 to 50 members. And so now we had this daily news summary. And around that, we started to assemble people that were interested in the blockchain space and wanted to have discussions around that. So I think what's different in Nextblock compared to many other crypto and blockchain groups is that it's not so much about price and whether the market is going up or down, but it's more about understanding the concepts and ideas and brainstorm what blockchain could do and how it could change our world. And so fast forward to last summer, about 9 months ago now, is when I talked to Simon, had recently exited his business. He's also an entrepreneur. We initially connected through EO. Simon and I were talking and he mentioned that he also has an interest in blockchain. So I added him to the group and he offered to become a bit more active and help manage everyone in Nextblock. And so suddenly we had a community manager and Simon does a great job at onboarding people and making sure things go the right way and people are polite and we don't get any of that FOMO talk that is so prevalent in some of the other groups. Since then, we've grown to almost 250 members. We've launched a number of subgroups, so there's not just the main group. group. There's groups for people who are interested in mining, people who are interested in ICOs, people who are interested in bot trading. About 3 months ago, Simon, Connor and I finally met in Berlin for a face-to-face meeting. And we also took the opportunity to organize a face-to-face get-together for NextBlock members in Berlin. And it was extremely cool and connecting to meet other NextBlock members in real life. And that's why we decided to duplicate that idea or do it again. And since then, we've had meetups in New York, London, Berlin, San Francisco, now Zurich, and probably a couple more. It's pretty cool to see this worldwide community come into existence, and I'm super excited to meet some of the Zurich members tonight.
We specialize on tying devices or products very, very closely to a cloud to enable things like pay-as-you-go, remote monitoring, sort of essentially innovative new business models.
So thank you for accepting me in your men's round. My name is Carla. I am in the blockchain space for 2 years now. I am originally from Switzerland, from Zurich. I worked for companies like Nestlé and Lindt and like all these boring things, like these big corporates.
I'm probably the second guy who is for fun in cryptocurrencies and blockchain just out of interest. I missed your ICO call, but in return, I'm actually part of your ICO.
I think we had a great meeting with the NextBlock group. Good food, but more importantly, good conversations and great people. Very interesting to hear what everyone's working on. Unfortunately, there's never enough time to hear everyone's full story. So my takeaway is just we got to organize more meetups here, bring these people together. It just reminds me once again of the power of communities. If you bring people together with similar interests and similar values, and you provide them with a way to align their actions and help each other, I think that's extremely powerful. And so one thing that I want to focus on the next 12 months or the next few years that I want to focus on. Tools that help communities align their interests and actions. Yeah, and I can only think one takeaway that I want to share is if you have an interest or a passion and your usual friends or family or the people you typically interact with don't share the same passion, just look for a community. There's so many communities out there. And of course, if you're into crypto and blockchain, if you studied the basics and you're ready for a higher level discussion and being challenged and sharing ideas, go and sign up nextblock.io and we'll see you there. Talk to you tomorrow.